This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
9:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long. I had the privilege of being on the road in Houston to see Dylan Beavers, Samuel Basayo make their Major League debut. And joining us right now is the Vice President of Player Development and Domestic Scouting. He is Matt Blood. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, Rob. How you doing?
Doing well, man. I mean, look, listen, you have to take some personal pride in seeing these players come up. And not only come up make their debut, but both of these guys have contributed right away to this team.
Oh, man. I don't know if it's personal pride. I think it's more just like fulfillment from seeing those two's hard work sort of come to fruition and be rewarded. You know, nobody has battled and worked harder than Sam Basayo. He is an animal in his training. And then Dylan Beavers is just one of the more lovable, likable guys. And to see, you know, he had some struggles, and then this year to really take off the way he has and now, you know, make an impact on the Major League team right away. It's really awesome.
How often do you see that? Because we've seen a lot of, I mean, obviously we see a lot of great talent come through here, very young through the minors. But people have struggled. I mean, Jackson struggled, went back and came back, and now he's, you know, a true major leaguer. But how often does this happen with guys? And I grant it's a short sample size, but they come out of the gate like this with knocking the cover off the ball.
Very small sample. I mean, the major leagues is incredibly hard. The jump from AAA to the big leagues is the biggest one there is from all the levels. I'm not anticipating these guys to not struggle at all. I imagine there's going to be some tough times, but they did play close to a full AAA season before being called up. And I think that's helpful because they've gotten a lot of reps and bats this year there. And then, you know, they're coming into a team and a situation where they're kind of welcomed to the lineup and going to get a chance to play on a regular basis. And I think that helps too. So there's a lot of factors, but they're both just very good players, and it's awesome to see them off to a good start.
Matt Blood joins us. He's the Vice President of Player Development and Domestic Scouting for the Baltimore Orioles. Now, you're domestic scouting, so if I'm asking you something out of your realm, just let me know. But Samuel Basayo from the Dominican Republic, the organization opened up their Dominican Academy in January 2024. How much does having a guy like Basayo in the organization help some momentum going in that area with that academy?
Yeah, he's the flag for the whole program. He was one of the first guys that we signed when, you know, Elias and Kobe Perez came on board. And, you know, luckily for our program, he is a model citizen because he is an incredibly hard worker, and he makes everyone else look like they're being lazy, if you know what I mean.
Yes,
and
I do.
Yeah, and so he tears it up, and everyone knows, well, that's the standard. It's a similar thing that Gunner did, you know, when he was here, Gunner and Westberg and Adley. And Basai was very similar to that, and that's huge for us. And now to have graduated someone to the big leagues, I think that gives all the Dominican players hope. You know, I was just down there in the Dominican a week ago at our new academy, and it's a huge advantage for us to have a facility like that to help these young players. And they're all watching. And last night I was in Delmarva, and as Desai was coming up to hit, I'm in the manager's office, but it's right next to the clubhouse. As soon as they show Basayo on the screen, the entire clubhouse just erupted. They were all cheering and chanting his name, and they were just so excited to see him come to the plate. And then when he hit the ball, you know, they're all going crazy and cheering for him. You know, because there are a lot of Latin American players here in Delmarva too. So just that shows you how big of a person and sort of a keystone that he is for that group.
It's amazing. The MLB is about 30% Latin now, that we had no presence there. I mean, last administration, how big a difference does it make just opening that up with the facility?
Absolutely huge. I mean, it's hard to fight in the AL East with, you know, a hand behind your back. And now we've got a pipeline coming and, you know, besides the first one, but, we got others that are trickling their way into AA, and then hopefully, you know, we'll start to see them too.
Yeah, Matt Blood joins us. Matt, listen, man, my vantage point during the games from the camera well, so I see everything that's going on in that dugout, and I'm watching Basayo yesterday interact with everybody. Didn't start yesterday. Interact with everybody that he could in that dugout, including Adley Rutschman. And I said this to Ed a week ago, so I'm going to ask you. I think you guys do your due diligence, is obvious, in scouting on all the fundamentals, all the analytics, all those things. But something is not about analytics, and something is about not about stats. There has to be a box that you guys got to check for these guys that says good guy. Because it seems like all of these guys that have come up during this regime have been good young men. Is that one of the criteria that you look at as well?
It's definitely something that we look into. That we value, you know, there's a lot of different things that we have to evaluate and have to take into consideration. You know, everyone is different, and you're trying to find major league players. And fortunately, we've been able to get major league players who also are hard workers and good dudes. I mean, Basayo just turned 21, like literally just turned 21.
Yeah, well, four days before call up or something like that. Yeah,
that's right. So you don't make it to the major leagues as that kind of player without intelligence and aptitude by the age of 21. Like, you have to have really learned at a fast rate, and you have to have been smart enough to soak in and pick up all the things you need to pick up to get yourself to that level. And that kind of what you saw in the dugout yesterday was him being who he is. And he's an incredibly smart kid. He's very respectful, but he's also a fierce, fierce competitor. And those things usually lead to success if you have some ability.
And look, we love Sam Basayo, but I don't want to get out of here without showing Dylan Beaver some love too, because that kid looked like he can rake.
Yeah, he's having a great year. He's put a lot of work in on his swing from the first day that we drafted him. You know, he's been a pleasant project for the org and for himself. And he's got a great way about him. He's never skipped a beat in terms of his attitude and his work ethic, even when you know, he was having some struggles in the minor leagues, and then this year, it just seems to have all come together, and the swing is working, and his plate discipline is outstanding, and can run the bases. He can really run, and he's a quality outfielder. So he's really kind of coming into his own at the right time here, and is I think, you know, got a chance to be an impact player for a while.
There he is, Matt Blood, Vice President, Player Development and Domestic Scouting. Matt, thank you very much for your time this morning, my friend.
Thanks, Rob. Enjoyed watching you on TV the past week.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate that.
All right, see you.
Thanks, man.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Vinny Serrato will join us in studio for his Ravens training camp report. But on the other side, a good friend of ours, man, friend of the program, Glenn Clark from Glenn Clark Radio up next. Get his interesting perspective. And when Glenn gives his perspective, it's always interesting.
Oh.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
On the Fan. 9:16 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now from Glenn Clark Radio, some guy named Glenn Clark. What's up, Glenn?
Can I be honest, Rob? When you texted me about coming on, I thought, now what would they be having me on? And then I remembered the Orioles called up someone named Dylan Beavers. Then I remembered
exactly
why it was that you needed to reach out so that I can speak on behalf of the white contingent.
Exactly. So they have a couple of Dylans.
Yeah, they got a couple of Dylans. They did bring up a Samwell, though, too.
But so one Dylan is black, so, or at least not white.
What a combination. Dylan Beavers, though, does fit perfectly. I can't believe we didn't talk about that earlier in the year. It fits perfectly.
Yeah. When did he pledge? I'm just curious.
What's the name of the fraternity?
Yeah, well, mine was Theta Delta Chi. I think he was one of ours.
If he wasn't playing baseball, he'd definitely be a firefighter. Like, there's no question in my mind. Those are the options.
With the stash and everything?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. All right, guys. Good talk to you. Thank you.
Hey, but real talk here, Glenn. If he were here, he'd join in on this conversation.
Oh, 100%. Oh, no. He's
that guy.
And I'm glad you brought that up with Matt Blood, right? Like, he is a great guy. And I've always worried whenever we've had these chats that, like, people think that I'm being too negative. I'm like, no, dude. These are good baseball players.
Yeah, they are.
We'll take good baseball players. I don't care what the background is. We're just having fun here. I don't know if y'all saw the video that Rita made this weekend. I hosted the White Olympics at my house.
You did?
We played Can Jam and went down a slip and slide to play Flip Cup. Like, I live the whitest life possibly can be.
Yeah. Let me show you my shocked face.
Everybody that came, it was weird because I had 100 people show up at my house and they all brought a can of mayonnaise. It was just strange.
But it doesn't really come in a can, but okay. By the way, I was in Raleigh. I was going to come this weekend as well, but I had to go visit my son. But
I was going to come, but I'm the wrong hue.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, I'm Italian, so I don't know if I even clear the bar.
Hey, your boy Rashawn showed up. Rashawn showed up with his guy Dustin. I was afraid Dustin was going to start a fight with everybody.
But he didn't?
No, he
That's
didn't.
Something to oh. fear. That is something
you
to fear.
You should have pulled out a camera for the non-fight.
This Oreo team, though, man, they just seem to be, there's something different about them right now. Let me tell you this, for those, before you say it, there's nothing different in the clubhouse. It's the same clubhouse. The difference I see is on the field since they brought these young kids up, and also since the trade deadline as well.
Well, and Rob, I wrote about it for PressBox the other day, too, and obviously you're there, you see this every day. This is the group. Like, this is the thing. It's a weird path to getting here. We didn't think it was going to involve the struggles to the 14 to 33. Like, that part was a mistake. But this is the group. This is what it was always envisioned from the time this began. And I think that makes it even more compelling in a way, because you do feel like you're watching something that, if real, could translate the next year. They still have a lot of work to do. Like, we know that. They still have to make additions this offseason, particularly they need to add at the top of the pitching, the bullpen. Other than Rico Garcia, who I don't know, Rob, did he come back on the trip or did he ascend right into heaven after the game last night? The bullpen needs to be addressed this offseason. But this group, this core group of players, and this is how clever I am, and you can see how well I'm doing in my career, I came up with Corioles. So I'm obviously a very sharp guy. But this core group of players is really compelling because you believe this could be the group that you're winning something with moving forward.
Yeah. I mean, there's a 0.2% chance to go to the postseason. So I'm not very confident in this. So I don't think we're going anywhere.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
No, not now.
But how much does this instill confidence for Sarasota 26?
Exactly. Ed, that's exactly. And I made the comparison yesterday to the arrival of Buck Showalter, right? Mm-hmm. And what that team did that year, that didn't matter that year. But it mattered because you saw something that changed within the culture. And I get it. Look, there's likely to be a new manager. There are going to be other changes within the organization. But if you can start to see this group of guys, when the accountability is all on them, there's not – Rob, you talked to Gunnar after the game the other night, and he talked about it, right, taking on the role of being a leader. And I thought that was interesting because – he's been around the Anthony Santanders, the Cedric Mullins of the world the last few years. Now it's all on you. It's sink or swim. And if you see that from this group, that they do swim in these waters, even though to the point, Ed, they're not going to go anywhere this year. If you see that, it's going to give you an awful lot of confidence that this group can do it next year.
Here with Glenn Clark from Glenn Clark Radio. Speaking of Gunner, you know the other difference about this group right here, Glenn? They don't hold back. I said to Gunner, and I was kidding around with us at Gunner. It's just you and I talking. Nobody's listening. That slide from Trevor Story, he didn't like that so much. And I thought he was going to give me, Ed, this baseball
answer.
He said, no, I didn't like it.
I know.
I didn't like it at all.
I liked his answer very much.
I'm like, I
appreciated that.
And I'm not going to kid you. I'm not going to lie to you. It took me, I'm like, okay, how do I follow that up? Because I didn't expect that from him. And then I said to him, well, you know, way to keep your composure. I'm trying to transition. And he said again, yeah, but when you do things like that, it makes me really focused. I'm like, okay, he's still charged up. Yes. You don't get the typical answers from these guys, man. They don't really care too much.
Hey, it's baseball, you know, I understand.
Yeah, no, he didn't care.
No, he didn't.
But I like, Robbie, you know what I like about it? He's not, they're not happy to be here now.
No.
Like, that, it's not that. And look, nobody thinks that what Trevor Story did is completely within the rules of baseball, right? You'd want that. You want to try to break up a double play.
Yeah.
You don't want him taking out Gunnar Henderson's legs, but he was close enough to the bag. It was a legal play. I understand it, but I want Gunnar Henderson to be pissed off about it.
Because like, that's the stuff that the Red Sox used to do. How dare you play hard against me?
Exactly.
That's what the, that's right.
You know, that's
be pissed off.
Yeah, so Gunnar's like, how dare you do that against me? And not only does he say that and get mad, you know what I mean? He goes out and home run, triple, pumped up. You know what I mean? That's what you want from your players.
Exactly. And that was what was encouraging about it to me. If Gunnar Henderson is the guy that these guys are going to take their cues from moving forward, well, I think we all thought it was going to be Adley. I don't know how that's going to play out. I hope Adley figures things out. But Gunnar's the best player on the baseball team, bar none.
No doubt
He's
about that.
He's the guy that you want everyone. Well, I mean, maybe Trevor Rogers has something to say in that conversation. Holy smokes. But He's Gunnar's on, the best player on the baseball team. But so you want everybody taking their cues. You want to see that stuff. If they're going to try to take you out, be pissed off about it and go do something about it.
And don't forget that, about my little brother, Dean Kramer, either. You know.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. That's your guy.
It's my little brother.
I was going to go with cousin.
Little cousin. Little cousin. Yeah. I go, when you got a guy like Basayo, who he hits the ball so hard, he is so strong. Can you imagine when he grows up?
Oh my God, man! What he did last night, Ed. What he did last night, and I know it just looks like this squibber. It's a swinging bunt.
Yeah,
that ball, like that's a Vladimir Guerrero type of thing, right?
That's what he does.
Dude, this kid is as exciting as any of them that have come through the system. And I get we're going to have the questions about whether or not he's really a catcher, although Trevor Rogers seemed to be impressed by what he did on Monday night. So you hope that that, you know, it turns into something. This kid, as far as the bat goes, appears to be the most likely of any of them that have come through to really be a legitimate major league power bat.
Yeah, and I wasn't kidding about when he grows up. He's 21.
He's 20. Yeah,
when he's 25, when you actually do fill out and get your man strength, he's going to be unbelievable.
By the way, if you wonder what position he's going to play moving forward, Kobe Mayo is going to be a great pitcher. When they trade him for a pitcher. when they trade him for a pitcher, he's going to be a great pitcher. Because that kid is going to play first base. Hey, Glenn, thanks a lot, my man.
Hey,
always.
I want to say something to you, too, real quick. All right? Because I'm probably going to be doing something else in my radio career. I don't know if I'm going to be able to come on with you guys moving forward.
Aww.
Listen to me. Today is National Radio Day. And the two of you have both played a serious role in everything that I've been able to do in this industry. And I love both of you for that. And this is a legit thing. And I'm very appreciative. And I hope that you know that.
Hey, I appreciate you,
really
man.
Appreciate that.
Yeah,
thank you.
Go back 20 years. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Love you guys.
I love you too, man.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Love you. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. I told you, always an interesting perspective.
It's so funny.
Ben Hall's Encore at 9:45, but on the other side, speaking of interesting, we got another character in the studio. This time, Vinny Serrano. We'll try to talk some football, but we can't promise you up next.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
On the Fan. Ravens training camp coverage on the Fan is brought to you by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. Joining us right now in studio is Vinny Serrato. What's up, Vinny?
How much, Robert?
Here we go with that.
It's good to see you. You know, not the empty seat, which, you know, is nice.
Better be an empty seat than an empty suit, right?
Correct. That's right. Now, I was listening to you guys, you know, a little bit, and you guys were talking about Harps, you know, and it kind of reminded me of, like, when I was at San Fran, we lost three NFC championship games in a row. And, you know, there was a lot of pressure, you know, on the coach and the quarterback, really. Those are the two guys. And mm-hmm. Who gets it here? Coach and quarterback.
Yep.
And kind of what everybody thought was, because you go into the playoffs, you know, you get tense, you get tight. All right. So then we get Deion Sanders, you know, and Deion's dancing, talking trash, you know, having fun.
Lightening the mood.
Yes. And what he did was he allowed the other guys, like, we can have fun.
Mm-hmm. And be great.
And all of a sudden, you see Jerry Rice.
Because some players think you have to be serious to be great all the time.
Yeah. Right. And Jerry Rice is dancing. Steve Young's dancing in the, you mm-hmm. know, doing those kind of things. And we just walked through it. I mean, we didn't have a close game throughout the play. Even Dallas, I mean, we beat them, you know, badly. Mm-hmm. You know, Super Bowl wasn't close. But they had fun. You know, and I think a lot of, with the Ravens, they're so tense when they get into the playoffs. I mean, did that have anything to do with George Seifert? No.
So who tightens them up? I mean, who loosens them up, rather?
I think this year, if he can stay healthy, Jair. I think it's Jair Alexander.
I think so, too. But he's got to stay on the field.
Yeah. But if he can stay on the field, because when he's out at practice, that's the guy that's talking trash. And, and he can back it up.
You have to be able to back it up.
No doubt.
And that was the key with Deion. Deion could talk trash and dance, but he's dancing to the end zone as he scores on a pick six.
I'll give you, like, Deion earned credibility day one. We're playing the Saints, you know, because he didn't come until the Monday of the first game. We're playing the Saints. And the Saints are driving to take the lead late in the fourth quarter. And Deion intercepts it, runs it back for touchdown, game over. Yeah. You know, and that was it.
Remember, one of the biggest trash talks I ever saw in Ravens was at camp was Suggs.
Yeah.
He wouldn't shut up. But, I mean, he get under people's skin. It was fun. You need guys like that. Yeah. And he can back it up, obviously.
Right. Yeah. But, I mean, that's what I think the Ravens, because there's so much pressure, mm-hmm. you know, on them to win the, you know, it's Super Bowl or bust.
Everything, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So how do we relax? Yeah. How do we just have fun?
I tell you, that's why I thought John Harbaugh's response wasn't a good idea. Because it seems like I got under his skin when people ask.
Mm-hmm.
You got to joke about it.
You do.
You got to joke about it. Embrace it. You can tell it's bothering them. It's like, it bothers them, and you have to embrace it and just, you know.
I think they have rabbit ears. I think they have rabbit ears when it comes to this.
Gotta own it, man.
You know, you're in a situation or this situation because you put yourselves in this situation.
Yeah.
You can't dig out of it. You just got to allow yourself to get out.
And the other thing is, you know, when's Lamar in the playoffs ever played four good quarters?
When does Lamar look like Lamar? Two. I've always said Lamar has to be regular season Lamar in the postseason.
No doubt.
You know, he has to be good enough to be the best player.
Maybe Jair can do that for him. You know, just let him have fun. You know, like when he ran that touchdown of practice, Jair's over there jumping up with the offense. And, you know, Jair's always talking to the fan base. So maybe he can be that guy. And that would be awesome if he could be that guy.
Vinny, I just want to let you know, though, you talked about San Francisco. You do realize you were part of three teams that I hated. I hated Notre Dame.
Oh. Right.
I hated San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
I hated the Redskins.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I hated all of them. Oh, in fact, I was in the stadium.
I hated you, too.
I was in the stadium when Notre Dame played Navy at Memorial Stadium.
Oh, I remember that game.
My high school football team went to that game.
And we played like crap. Yeah, we
Tony
beat
Rice,
like 21-7 or
Tony
something.
Rice?
Yeah, Tony Rice.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was an ugly, ugly game. You can't get fired up to play Navy. You know, I mean, at that time we couldn't. I mean, they weren't very good and we were real good. So, yeah.
I was pulling for Navy.
And he pulled the wrong way. Now, I was talking to Cordell yesterday, and Mike Green had an awesome practice. Cordell said he dominated all day long.
Yeah.
You know, run, pass. I just think that, you know, when he came out, well, you know, he doesn't play the run that good, and he'll just be a Nicholas. I think that dude, maybe before it's all said and done, like if we're in week 10, he may be one of them who's the starter rotating in there. I think that's how good.
You think he's that good?
Yes.
And I also think people go out of their way to find something to criticize if someone's a superior athlete like him. He's clearly unusual.
Yes.
Clearly.
No doubt.
You can't be that flexible at that size. And he does it. He bends like, you know.
Rob's like that.
I'm not that size. I'm not that size.
He bends like that either. But you have to find something.
No doubt.
You got to find something.
Yeah. He's a special player. I'm telling you, he's our best pass rusher since Suggs. Most natural pass rusher since Suggs because he finds a way. And the other guy Cordell was telling me that had a real good practice was Peebles. Mm-hmm. You know, and that dude just never stops.
Yeah.
You know, and because he can't, because he's undersized, but he's got excellent quickness. He's got really good feet, you know, so his feet never stop. So, I mean, that's it. That's the thing. You know, like Tavius Robinson, I think Tavius Robinson's really improved a lot. I love the way he plays and everything. But he's such a long strider that he doesn't have nifty feet.
Right, yeah.
You know, where he can change direction real quick and do those kind of things.
Yeah. If Peebles was white, as he had his good motor, you know.
Yeah.
But only then would they do that.
Yeah, but Peebles is a fun dude.
Am I wrong? I mean, that's exactly what they
Black
do.
Black is athletic.
Yes.
White has a good motor.
Good
that's
motor.
How it is. You know what I mean? I guess white cornerbacks never had a good motor because Vinny never signed one.
He won't.
Well, did we ever have one?
You're being set up here.
Well, you know, Rob, when I went to Notre Dame in, what, 85? I think we had 6 Blacks on the team. When I left,
what was the record?
They were Jerry Faust. He got fired, so the record was bad. But when I left, I think we were at like 77%, and I got an award for doing more for the minority community in South Bend than at Notre Dame than anybody.
That was pretty good considering Vinny. He never played with any Black people.
I never did.
High school All-Star.
I find that incredible.
But you know what? Like when I went to Notre Dame, I said, listen, I said, we got to get players like Miami and Florida State.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that's who's winning. Hey, Rob, since you're a Cowboy, you got on Netflix, watch the Cowboy show that's
on. Yeah, somebody told me. I'm going to check it out. I got a couple of days off.
I just finished episode 2.
Young Vinny Serato? Young Vinny?
What's that?
Is it Young Vinny?
What do you mean?
You said you're on. Oh, I thought you meant you were like in the episode.
No, okay. No, I wasn't in the episode. But in episode, yeah, I just finished two. But it's really good because it goes back to how he bought the team. And like, and he had no money and everything, and he was just begging that this well would hit. And the one well hits, and he makes over $100 million on it. And then, you know, he went to the owner of the Cowboys because he said there was like a bunch of people bidding on the team.
Who was the owner back then?
Wasn't
Hank Schram. Brent
or something like
Brent wasn't either.
Was he fired Hank Schram? They called that the Saturday Night Massacre when he fired everybody.
What was Hank Schram's title?
Hank Stram, yeah. He was head coach of the Chiefs.
Okay. Gilbrant, Hank Stram.
Gilbrant was the Cowboys. No. What are you thinking of?
The owner of the Cowboys before Jerry Jones. I can't remember.
I thought it was something like Brick. I can't remember. I mean, they showed it. But Jerry let all the bids kind of go in. Then he went into the owner and said, I'll give you $150 million.
Bumbright,
yeah. So they were negotiating. This is kind of funny. They were negotiating, and they were within $300,000 of getting the deal done. Mm-hmm. So Bumbright
$300,000.
So Bumbright goes, "Let's flip on it." Jerry said, "Okay," and he said, "I lost." Jerry goes, "I lost the bet. Cost me $300,000, but guess what? I got the effing Cowboys. You know,
most expensive franchise in all sports
in
the world.
People
don't believe they're worth more than Man U.
Everybody,
it's Real Madrid.
If you don't believe it, Google it. We're not making this up.
Yeah. Yep. But it's very good. It's a very good show that I've seen thus far. I mean, like they were just talking about Charles Haley, and you know, he said, and I didn't know this, and I was there. He said he went in. And was screaming at George Seifert. He went in on John McVay. He said he went in John McVay's desk, the GM of the Niners. Went in, pulled his you-know-what out, and pissed all over his desk. And said, this is how bad I want out of here.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. I mean, I was like, whoa. Mm. Because, I mean, and even Haley says, I got three personalities. You know, there's one that has rage. And even Michael Irvin said, that's a weird dude. You know, and
everybody says that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he used to do some crazy things.
If Michael Irvin calls you weird,
you're weird. I mean, Ed, you like this, like after practice one day, he's down in the hot tub in the jacuzzi.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked, and he's just the only one in there. So I walked to go get in the jacuzzi. He says, no white players allowed.
He told me this, yes.
Yeah. I said, I'm Italian. He said, okay, you can get in.
Vinny, we got to run. Thanks a lot. You can hear more Vinny on Vinny and Haney Show up next. Ben has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Can I be honest, Rob? When you texted me about coming on, I thought, now what would they be having me on? And then I remembered the Orioles called up someone named Dylan Beavers. Then I remembered
exactly
why it was that you needed to reach out. So that I can speak on behalf of the white contingent.
Exactly. So they have a couple of Dylans.
But, they did bring up a Samwell, though, too.
But so one Dylan is black, so or at least not white.
What a combination. Dylan Beavers, though, does fit perfectly. I can't believe we didn't talk about that earlier in the year. It fits perfectly.
Yeah. When did he pledge? I'm just curious.
What's the name of the fraternity?
Yeah, well, mine was Theta Delta Chi. I think he was one of ours.
If he wasn't playing baseball, he'd definitely be a firefighter. There's no question. That's mine. Those are the options.
With the stash and everything?
Yes.
It's only funny because it's true.
100%.
It's the only reason it's funny. That's the encore for the day, Ed.
Encore brought to you every day by Lion's Den. Passion, pleasure, romance. Someone asked me yesterday, the Lion's Den on the west side and to the east side. Gave him a little direction. A lot of people were looking to improve their game, I got to say. I must say.
Passion, pleasure, and romance. That's a hell of a threesome.
It is. And get you one. Get you right where you need to be. No JV in that bedroom, my friends. Varsity only.
Oh, boy. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. And now time for you to find out what we learned today. what you learned today, Ed Norris?
I learned about the power of radio. I just happened to, I did a little, you know, segment earlier. We had our shovels. Talked about a guy who was, you know, my wife has a business. She went out, you know, selling her product, which, you know, gets odor off your skin and stuff, called Neptune's Paste. I just mentioned it. And so the guy inboxed her on his personal Facebook page into her personal page. And overwhelmingly, everyone said, inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
Inappropriate. You know what he's looking for. Inappropriate. The good news, I mean, not that people agreed with me, because I let her know I thought it was inappropriate. And I'm going to let him know if I ever run into him.
Keep running into him over and over and over.
Yeah. But the power, I just mentioned NeptunesPaste.com, by the way. You know, orders have been pouring in already. I posted recently. Jeremy shared it already.
People don't like the stink.
They don't like this. You're just more pleasant to be. And this is a stink you cannot get off your hands. I don't care what you say. When you get fish odor or cigar odor or gasoline or whatever it is, you know, shrimp, if you're a fisherman for sure, you can't get off. This stuff works. And I mentioned it and people are ordering it. Thank you. I appreciate it, folks. It was just a little innocent plug there. Didn't realize it was going to have that effect.
It does. I'm telling you, it works. Now I just need her to get back the spray that she used to have for me and the deodorant.
Yeah, she'll make it, you know, in a small batch. She's not selling those anymore. Yeah.
Couple of national days today. Today is National Bacon Lover Day. Are you a bacon lover, Ed?
Ho, ho, ho.
So that's a yes. Ben, yes. Are you a bacon lover?
Yes.
But today is your day. Does it count? Does turkey bacon count?
Yeah.
I'm a turkey bacon lover. Today is also National Chocolate Pecan Pie Day. Not a fan. I like pecan.
I like pecan pie.
Yeah. I don't like anything chocolate pie type of thing. I don't want to just take the chocolate out and give me the pecan pie. Today is also, as you heard Glenn Clark say, today is National Radio Day. It's our day, baby. It's our day. I got not a lot of birthdays that are clumped together. I'm going to swing and see if you know these people. I'm going to see if you know these people. All right, Ben? Today is Don King's birthday. He turns 94 today. Don King. Craig Nettles. You remember Craig Nettles, don't
you? Yeah.
He turns 81 today. Former NBA player Quinn Buckner turns 71 today. Quinn Buckner was a good ball player. Former left-handed pitcher Mark Langston. He would strike out 10 and walk 10. He turns 65 today. Former baseball pitcher Andy Bennis. You know him, Ben? Andy Bennis?
No.
You don't. And former baseball player Todd Helton. You know him?
Yeah, of course, yes.
All right. They both share a birthday today. You want to take a swing?
Yeah, I'll take a swing. I'll go Todd Helton.
Go Todd Helton?
I will, too. I'll go Helton.
Go Todd Helton? Mm-hmm. Andy Bennis today turns 58. Todd Helton today turns 52.
Really? There's that much of a difference. Damn.
Wrong. Come on, guys. Get it right one time, all right? Especially you, Ed. You get this wrong all the time, dude. I thought you were smart.
I am smart. I just don't give a rat's ass about people's ages. It's like, frankly, kind of irrelevant.
Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Hump Day Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.